Isaiah 53, verse 5. This is referring to Jesus. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. In Christ Jesus, our risen, victorious Lord. On the cross, Jesus cried out, "It is finished." And the Greek word used, tetelestai, was actually a first century financial term, a term marking any transaction, any debt, as paid in full. Everything done, everything paid, nothing left to do. And that being the case, why, after a perfectly completed salvation, why, after the resurrection, did Jesus not remove the gruesome marks of the cross? The nail prints in his hands and feet, the spear thrust in his side. Could Jesus have done that? Of course. Did he? No. After the resurrection, in fact, Jesus repeatedly pointed to those wounds. On Easter Day, after he talked to his disciples, we read that he showed them his hands and feet and side. And when the disciples saw that, they were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. A week later, the same chapter of John, Jesus said to doubting Thomas, how unfair, isn't it? They were all doubters. Jesus said to Thomas, "Thomas, put your finger here. Here, see my hand? Reach your hand into my side." But Thomas, stop doubting and believe. What did Jesus want his disciples to see in those wounds? What does he want us to see in those wounds? First, the wounds of Jesus in his hands and feet and side proved his identity, proved that he was the same Jesus alive who had died on the cross. That's ironic in a way. In autopsies and forensic science, scars are often used to help identify a dead body. In the case of Jesus, his wounds identified him as the same Savior who hung on the cross, but was now alive, having conquered death and brought life and immortality to light. His wounds identified him. His wounds were the proof that he was not wishful thinking or grief-induced hallucination or a ghostly apparition. He was the same Jesus. Jesus himself spoke of his wounds that way as identifiers in Luke 24 when he asked his disciples, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts rise in your mind? Look at my hands and my feet. Touch me. See. It is I myself. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." In essence, in showing his wounds to the disciples, he was telling them, "Look, it's me, the same Jesus who taught you for 3.5 years, the same Jesus who provided for you, the same Jesus who carried all of your sins to the cross. I haven't changed." And frankly, I can't think of a much more comforting message than that in such a volatile, changeable world with aging and sickness and loneliness and loss and death. When we go through difficulties, isn't it true that we sometimes wonder if God hasn't changed? God, maybe you changed the way you love me. Maybe you changed the way you look at me. No, he has not. And each time you think that way, you should remember the wounds in his hands and feet and side. Wounds that he suffered when he paid for your sins on the cross. Wounds that prove that he will never change the way he looks at you or feels about you or loves you or forgives you or answers your prayers. Whatever your difficulties are today, and we all have some, whatever your fears and worries are, I can assure you of this, that through his word, the Lord Jesus, even now, is standing right beside you and showing you his hands and feet and side and saying, "It's me. Don't worry about a thing." Second, Christ's wounds prove his compassion for sinful humanity. Here's another irony. It may well be after the events of Good Friday that many of his disciples looked at those wounds in his hands and feet and side and interpreted them really as a lack of compassion. Lord, remember when we tried to talk you out of all this? Remember at Caesarea Philippi when you started all that talk about suffering and dying and rising, and Peter took you aside by the arm and said, "No, Lord, this shall never happen to you. You should have listened to him. Instead, you went and got yourself killed. Did you ever think what that would do to any of us?" Did the disciples really think that way? I don't know. But what I do know is that it is very human and it is very common to accuse God of lacking compassion when everything goes wrong in our lives. "God, you don't care about me at all, do you? You don't care about this loss, this cancer, this depression, this foreclosure." Nothing could be farther from the truth. God always cares for us. How many times does the Bible have to say, "And his mercy endures forever"? Whenever you and I are tempted to think that God doesn't care about us or care about what we're going through, we should remember the wounds. Think about this. The wounds that are still visible in his glorified body. Those wounds tell a different story. His wounds say, "But I do care about you. I care about you more than anyone ever could. And the proof lies in my wounds." And finally, Christ's wounds are the proof of his personal involvement in our daily lives. Years ago, when I was outside of the ministry for a while, I did a marketing presentation for the corporate director of Insight Communications in New York City, third largest cable company in the U.S. And I've never forgotten how, after listening politely to me, he asked me this question. He said, "Mr. Weiss, how much skin are you willing to put into this relationship?" I thought I heard him wrong. "Skin? Excuse me," I said. "What do you mean by skin?" He said, "How much of yourself are you willing to put into this relationship to make it work?" I've never forgotten that expression or that question, "How much skin are you willing to put into this?" That may be a strange expression for business, but it's all too appropriate for salvation, is it not? How much skin did the Lord Jesus put into our salvation? Into restoring our relationship with our just and holy God. When Jesus sacrificed himself, he gave everything. And here's a third irony. Isn't it ironic that you and I, that as Christians, people who sing words like this, "Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds, yet visible above, in beauty glorified." Is it not ironic that all of us can sing lyrics like that and somehow doubt God's personal involvement in our daily lives and problems? From time to time, all of us may feel that God is detached or distant or uninvolved, content to offer us nice words but not meaningful actions. But at all such times, how wrong we are. And it's right there that you and I have to become Thomas. That Jesus has to say to us, "Look, put your finger here. You see the nail prints? Reach out your hand and put them into my side. Stop doubting and start believing. For it is in the wounds of Jesus Christ that we truly find healing. By those wounds we are healed." Amen. Hymn 144, stanzas 1 and 4.